50 African leaders who attended the unprecedented summit are leaving Washington with a U.S. commitment of $37 billion. That includes a 3 to 5 year U.S. security plan to help deal with conflicts like those involving Boko Haram in Nigeria, Al-Shabaab in Somalia, and radical groups in the Sahel. The U.S. government would invest $110 million a year. It's a rapid response partnership designed to help African countries set up peacekeeping forces.
And we'll join with 6 countries that in recent years have demonstrated a track record as peacekeepers: Ghana, Senegal, Rwanda, Tanzania, Ethiopia, and Uganda. And we're going to invite countries beyond Africa to join us in supporting this effort, because the entire world has a stake in the success of peacekeeping in Africa.
The military assistance is part of a U.S. effort that also includes trade expansion and investment. Africa has 6 of the 10 fastest growing economies in the world, and the continent's population is expected to double by the year 2050. Mauritania President Mohamed Aziz is chairman of the African Union.
2/3 will be young people less than 35 years of age. It's both an asset and a challenge.
A challenge to provide a good infrastructure, education, and jobs. Employment got a boost with another announcement this week, a $33 billion investment by private and public companies like Coca-Cola and IBM. On the street, protesters complained about repressive governments within Africa that could stifle that U.S. investment. These demonstrators are angry that President Obama hosted the leaders of Guinea, Gambia, and Ethiopia. While across town,
from America to Africa, it is time.
The African leaders' spouses met with First Lady Michelle Obama and former First Lady Laura Bush, who spoke of empowering African women.
One person said to me one time, "Why are you working with women? It's men that have the problem."
You have to change attitudes before you can change behaviors.
Although Africa faces many challenges, President Obama said the Washington summit showcases Africa's emergence as a new and prosperous continent. In Washington, Carolyn Frasutti, VOA News.